On Monday evening, the U.S. Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service hastily convened a public meeting regarding the Coastal Plain Draft Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement. Just 19 days after the Biden administration imposed major restrictions on the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska and canceled active leases within the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve, the meeting proceeded despite multiple requests by North Slope tribal leaders and citizens to reschedule due to minimal notice of only 2 business days. When voice members pressed why the public meeting went forward in the face of legitimate concerns by community members, the BLM and the USFWS representatives shared that they wanted to honor the public notice and that reporters had planned their travel around the meeting. Ignoring the requests of Indigenous peoples to accommodate the media amounts to a failure to partner with or honor Alaska Native people and their traditions. Only about 7 community members attended the meeting, given the short notice. George Edwardson, the president of the Yupik community of the Arctic Slope, remarked during the meeting, "Our sovereignty says we are supposed to be treated differently. Don't just step on us and run by and take off." This public meeting came on the heels of a voice leadership trip to Washington, D.C. to share a message of partnership in the hope of strengthening the relationship between the North Slope and our nation's capital. The BLM and USFWS's latest actions demonstrate a need for significant improvement on the DIO and its agencies to build a more respectful and effective partnership between the North Slope and Yupik and policymakers in Washington and Alaska. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez Santana.